Thanks a lot for being here, you guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
I'm really excited to be here.
It's 91.7 KXT. I'm Joe Cozera, the Lone Bello, in the studio with us tonight. They play the Profit Bar, and the new album is self-titled. And welcome, you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You endured the drive all the way down from Oklahoma City and the weather, so we appreciate you being here, too.
Yeah, it's a nice storm.
Well, a great song from your new album we've been playing here is called You Never Need Nobody. Would you mind playing that for us?
Sure thing.
And all I ever do is wrong. You could break a heart in your sleep. And the way you move makes a grown man weep. They all line up your door. Say you please. Your affection, and all I ever do is wrong. You can calm a storm with your tone. Yeah, the way you sing makes the mockingbird hum. The grass you walk on. Y'all.
It's 91.7 KXT, The Lone Bellow, again playing tonight at the Profit Bar. And yeah, thanks a lot. You guys sound really, really good.
Thank you
so much.
The harmonies are just beautiful. So you guys had a huge schedule at South by Southwest. I mean, you played like from the 10th all the way to like the 16th. I mean, how was that?
It was wonderful.
It was 17 shows. We had to give each other pep talks.
It was hard.
But we had a good rhythm because we really we took time to see us and go out and have food here or run here. Not really like so much as like go crazy at night because we didn't have time to do like go out at night. You know, like we like go home, go to bed, but get up early and like really like take the day. So it was like I really enjoyed it because we got to see a lot of Austin playing 17 shows, but also got to see like the people of Austin. It was a lot of different people, but we were like playing at a place called Broken Spoke in Austin, and it was just their regulars there, like just two-stepping to our, but it was really fun. It was a really good time.
It's like the Olympics for musicians, you know.
Yeah.
Now, so Brooklyn right now, it's like a hotbed of music. You've got, you know, Grizzly Bear, the National, Sharon Van Etten. What's making it like the burgeoning kind of music scene, or has it been that way for a while?
I mean, I think our experience of Brooklyn, I've only been there for about 7 years, but it's just like any city. New York City is just a collection of a bunch of small neighborhoods, so it has a very small town vibe. Everywhere you run into the same people every day. You've got your barista, you've got the lady that works at the Y that you know well, you know, this and that. And I think that, at least for us, we've talked about it before, but that made us remember kind of the storytelling aspects of our songs and wanted to push deeper into that and start celebrating the darks and lights of the people around us, the people in our neighborhood, our personal stories. Like our first rehearsal, when we just randomly put a group of friends together, I mean, the instruments that were brought to the table were the mandolin, the fiddle, the upright, piano, two acoustics, pedal steel guitar, and three vocals. Like literally just people that lived in a 4-block radius of each other.
We talked about it like one day, like maybe like noon or something like that, and we just call our friends, and that's what showed up the next day, just for this like kind of jam session to see what it sounded like, you know.
And there's a club actually there, Rockwood Music Club.
Rockwood Music Hall, yeah.
Music Hall, okay. Rockwood Music Hall. Really, it's cool to hear when clubs, they're just not only places to they're, you know, we're here to sell beer, here to sell liquor, here to sell beer. It's rare to hear a club that nurtures bands, and you guys spend a lot of time there, right?
Absolutely. Ken Rockwood has been one of my musical mentors since I moved to the city. So he opened up Rockwood Music Hall basically the same year that I moved there. And, you know, I moved to New York, didn't know anybody, kind of got the like 2 a.m. Tuesday night slots. And one of them was at Rockwood, and the owner was running the sound, which is unheard of in the city. And that's how passionate he was about just curating whatever music was around him. And he built a room that is truly a listening experience. So this value kind of developed where the listeners and the musicians both knew why they were coming to Rockwood Music Hall, you know, in any given night. Ken and his team kind of cultivated that, and that ended up nurturing us a lot. I mean, we made our record there.
It's great to hear that. That club would do that. Somebody at the club had the passion to be able to do that. Love to hear one more song. Would you play us another song?
This is a song called Teach Me to Know.
Carry
sacred promise of the old one. You are the same, but somehow different. We are the parents of the light. You raised it, and you never see it coming. Seems like every other morning, like a secret you can't tell. And you get carried away, carried away, carried. Nothing of it seems so. Things so rarely stay the same. But right here in these burning simple seconds, living out on your
It's 91.7 KXT, The Lone Bellow, Zach Williams, Brian Elquist, and Kaneem Pipkin. Once again, thank you guys very much.
Well, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
Go see him tonight at the Prophet Bar, and the new album is called The Lone Bellow. You're listening to 91.7 KXT.